Welcome to the Down to Dunk podcast. Join Andrew, Jay, Luke, Taylor, and friends as they discuss Thunder basketball, the NBA, and whatever else pops into their heads at 6 in the morning.
It is Friday, March 6th, and this is the Down to Dunk podcast. Howdy, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Luke?
Good morning. I'm late. I apologize.
That's all right. Nobody knows that.
Now they do.
Now they all know.
That's why I wanted them to know ahead of time so they can tell the animosity I am feeling.
All the anger that's going to come through the microphone to you.
Exactly.
That was really confessionary of you.
Had to do it.
I've learned how to use confessionary properly over the past three days, so I've been using it.
So it's going to be in the podcast a lot.
Makes sense.
It's great. So I think we're avoiding talking about the Bulls right now.
Who else watched it? I know it was a.
I did
before the pod. It was a game.
It sucked.
Thunder controlled it for almost all but the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Played really well for almost all but the last quarter.
Yeah.
And then the last quarter just decided that defense was something they didn't really have to play.
36 point quarter for the Bulls last night. And they got beat by an Etuan Moore shot. And, you know, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if Etuan Moore missed that shot. It would just be like, wow, Russ had another really great game.
Yeah, right.
But because he hits that shot, the entire conversation shifts. He's played 13 minutes in the past 9 games for the Bulls. Like, he's just this... He's not really much of an NBA player, but somehow last night, he really lit the Thunder up.
And on Sunday... The career high guy was Isaiah Cannon.
Yeah, and
it's always somebody, which, you know, a lot of people naturally go to the fact that the Thunder, well, it's the Thunder's defense, they don't play anything. Well, sometimes just people get hot, and
and
if you know the Thunder's defense, they're a help defense, and so they're everybody sinks, everybody tries to help off and tries to switch off on the different guys, and so what it does is you take a gamble and you leave the garbage guy open and try to close out quickly, and sometimes that backfires, and it does a lot for the Thunder, it feels like.
Here's a stat.
Do it.
Etuan Moore is the only guy named Etuan in the whole world.
Are you serious? That cannot be true.
It's true.
How do you know that?
Because I checked on Etuan's.
Is that a stat?
But yeah. Is it just because of the way it's spelled?
I don't know. I made that up this morning. When
there's no way that's true.
But just to walk through a little bit, so the Thunder are now 34-28. They're in half a game above New Orleans for the 8th seed, but they're tied in the loss column. And so it's getting to where it's a little tight, but we still have Kevin Durant.
There's a guy named Kevin Durant that's on this team.
And what it sounds like is he'll be back sometime in the next week or so. Steven Adams should be back hopefully this weekend. They really need him. We're finding out some more of the flaws of Ennis. And, you know, he's a great offensive player. He's a defensive liability against good post players. Pau Gasol just destroyed him last night. And then he also had some struggles, not last game, but one of the games before, I can't even, it was against Portland. I don't think he kind of was a little bit lost in that game as well. And so, you know, and the Thunder have lost 4 out of their last 11, which is not a terrible, or 4 out of their last 13.
He didn't play well against the Sixers.
But did he not play very well? Was that the game?
No.
Yeah, that's right. Nerlens kind of had his way with them. And so, but specifically, they're 7-3 over the last 10, and their 3 losses were last night against the Bulls by 3 points, against the Blazers by 3 points, and then against the Suns by 4, and that was in overtime. And so not really coming through in these close games in the fourth quarter. And I can give you about a billion reasons why I think that's happening. But the biggest one is probably the fact that they don't have the best closer in the game playing.
Yeah. And also last night, I mean, Scott Brooks, as much as everyone hates Scott Brooks and is talking about him, you know, last night, and they'll talk about him today, he drew up a great play for the Thunder at the end, and it worked. The play worked. It was just not executed by Russell Westbrook. I mean, Serge Ibaka was just jumping up and down, waving his arms like, throw me the ball, I'm wide open. And
he was killing it all game.
He was great. Oh, yeah, he was awesome. Great. He was great.
Not as much guarding Meritage, but he was really good at shooting the ball.
No, he was not good guarding Meritage. No, all he had to do was pump fake, and then free throws were coming. So, anyways, but he should have passed the ball. I mean, and I don't know. I mean, Russ has that tunnel vision where he just goes into, you know, crazy Russ mode. And you know what? We have to accept it because you know, the Thunder wouldn't have had any chance in any games recently without him.
Yeah.
In the month of February, where he just destroyed everybody. But in this, in the same light, you have to pass that ball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an obvious play.
I know, but it just goes back to what you're saying too. Like, if Etuan Moore doesn't make that shot, are we having this discussion?
We're not, but we are having it because he did make the shot, and they did need those
I know,
points.
But why does that? Why does someone else's shot change how we feel about a different player?
Because they lost the game.
Yeah, I know they lost, but what if, what if Serge misses that shot? What if Serge misses that
then
shot?
Then you can live with it because it was the right play.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You can live with that because it's the right play.
I know. Everyone's talking about this one play that
Russ
changed.
Will admit that he made the wrong play.
Yes.
He's going to come back and say, I made the wrong play.
He's already said that. He said I should have passed.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. So, he should have passed the ball. That's why we're having the discussion, because it was just an obvious play. You got to make those obvious plays as a point guard.
I do feel like besides that, if ignore that one play, Russ is someone, I saw this on Twitter somewhere, talking about how much Russ has grown just as a leader on this team.
Yeah, he's been great.
I've really just appreciated him so much more these past few weeks, and just what he's growing into.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of see, like, he's playing MVP level basketball regardless of one decision.
He's been really good. And I was going to say this for my miffed and peeved, and Matt Pinto brought it up in the pregame yesterday, and it's something I think we need to take into account. Is people are acting like all of a sudden he's figured out how to pass. The guy's a career 7 assists a game. He's been better, and he's been looking for everybody else faster probably in the game. But it's not about the fact that he just now has figured out, oh, this is how you play the point guard. He's been, 7 assists a game is a great clip for him. He's not ever going to be Chris Paul. And you know what? No. We don't want him to be Chris Paul. Chris Paul's great for what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't trade Russell Westbrook for another point guard in the league right now.
I wouldn't trade him for another player in the league. Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. So I think that he's been out of this world the last month or so, and there's been tons of tweets that have been put out there, but I want to read one from Royce Young put out the other day. Let me find it. Sorry. But he talked about all the games, because he's had how many triple-doubles this season? 6?
Yeah.
Westbrook has 6 triple-doubles this season, but he also has these games. He had a game where he scored 21. He had 8 rebounds. It was the Nuggets game. Didn't play the fourth. And 17 assists, 48, 9, and 11, 22, 9, and 11, 32, 8, and 8, 18, 9, and 9, 28, 8, and 8.
He had 17 assists in a game he didn't play the fourth quarter?
Yes, against the Nuggets.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. He's leading the MVP candidates in every single statistical category.
Yeah. Except games played.
Yeah. Except game played. But that's...
Which is the reason why he's not the leader.
So that's a question. Do you think that is a valid reason? And I don't know if that's one of our Twitter questions. I apologize.
And if it is...
I think it is.
That's a valid thing to play against him?
Yeah. That he hasn't played, that he hasn't done it all season, that he's been out. Yeah. It's valid.
14 games, is that when he's missed?
I think that's right.
And that's kind of what we talked about last week, too. It's like, it is valid. I know it's only 14 games, but at the end of the season, when the MVP race is so close, are you going to pick a guy who missed 14 games or a guy who played the entire season and is the best player on the best team in the league? And so that's when it becomes a valid thing, when the race is so close. I think that's the reason why.
Russ has to do extra to be able to get the MVP. It's got to be, they've got to do Portland, right. They've got to do all this. Like, it's he's basically has to do the impossible.
Yes.
It's a cool story. And also when Durant comes back, he's not going to be putting up these same numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun story today.
So what you just told me is that pretty much
he's not getting,
not happening.
No.
Well, and Steph is playing out of his mind right now, Steph too.
Steph Curry's going to get it at the end of the day.
And there's also, you are right, there is also a reality that it's the best player a lot of times on one of the best teams. And right now, it's under the 8th seed. And so,
mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah. Do you guys want to move on to some TQs?
TQs?
Twitter questions.
Our first Twitter question comes from @BWGuero. I hope I got that right. I apologize if I did not. Is Cantor a free agent after the season? Wouldn't another team be able to offer more money than OKC? Why would he stay?
fit.
He is a free agent. He's a restricted free agent, so the Thunder control his destiny pretty much. They can match any contract that another team offers him. So basically what's going to happen, the Thunder are going to offer him a contract at the end of the season, and he and his agent are going to mull the contract. If they accept it, they'll sign. It's over. If not, his agent will try to go get other contract offers from other teams. If he signs like a contract offer with the Lakers for $15 million per year, the Thunder have 3 days to match it. though what's kind of interesting is the Thunder's cap situation moving forward. So next year, I'll bet the cap, I think the cap's at like $77 million. It'll probably be like $80 million next year. So without Cantor and Kyle Singler, the Thunder will be at a little over $78 million. You re-sign Cantor.
So that's without re-signing Cantor.
Without Cantor's any money for Cantor, without any money for Singler, without any money for Josh Eustace. Already basically at the tax. So you pay Cantor and you keep, I mean, they're going to either keep Singler or they're going to bring up Eustace, and they're probably going to pay him like $2 million for either one of those guys. So you're talking about the Thunder being at $92 million next year if they keep everybody. So that would be about $10 million over the tax line. So how the salary cap works is that from $0 to $5 million over the tax, it's $1.50 per dollar. From $5 million to $9.9 million, it's $1.75. And then when you jump over $10 million, which is what the Thunder project to be if they re-sign Cantor at over $10 million, they'll have to pay $2.50 on the dollar that they're over the tax, which is a lot.
That's insane.
So
there's no way they do that.
We'll see. I think Cantor is going to, I mean, first of all, with Enes Kanter's contract, you have to pay the big man tax,
yeah,
which is not a real thing, but it's every big man gets paid more than they
right.
really
Which is
should.
Now also becoming the small forward tax too, it feels like, but yeah.
So it's, he's going to get, they're going to offer him the Reggie Jackson $12 million per year contract.
I think so too.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether he accepts it or not, I don't know.
On your podcast with Ryan Woods the other day, too, you guys were talking about, can you pay this guy and then not start him?
Yeah.
Say you're paying Cantor $13 million.
Yeah.
Can you still start Steven Adams over a guy that you're spending that much, especially when you're over the tax that much at that point?
But then the other question is, you're 2 years away from having to sign Adams to something.
Yeah.
You know, like, and the cap will continue to rise, but at that point, you're also going to have Durant's huge next contract right. up and Russ's huge next contract on
that's,
it.
I think that's just way too far ahead to even talk, because we don't know who's going to be on the team. We don't know what it's going to look
that's
like.
True.
It's just
that's
way
true.
It's.
And we don't really, we don't know how much the cap is going to rise year by year. It could rise $3-4 million every year.
Yeah.
And then the tax lessens every year.
If they could project that, then,
yeah.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of things that would have been different.
It could be higher next year than 80.
Yeah. No, it really, yeah, it really.
So, I mean, we don't know. We're just projecting. But anyways, that's just kind of a little bit on their situation. But anyways, they can match any contract for Enes Kanter. They're going to keep Enes Kanter. I'd be shocked if he left. I mean, even if somebody signs up to $15 million for the next 4 years, I think the Thunder will match.
And would you guys personally like that?
Well, the question about if we could sign, not start someone that we're paying that much, we wanted to pay Reggie Jackson that much and not start him.
Yeah.
So I think, and they wanted to pay James Harden before that, the same thing, and not start him. They want to pay someone they don't start that much money.
Here's the deal. Whenever are the Thunder going to get a chance to get a quality low post score that's 20, he's just about to turn 23 years old. This guy's super young. We cannot say like Enes Kanter is a bad defender forever.
No.
That's not the case. You have a chance to lock up a low post score that you will never be able to acquire otherwise. And it was just by chance that this guy was available. It was just because there was a log jam in Utah and they didn't want to have to pay him because they're paying so many other guys already. And they're going to have to pay Gobert and they're going to have to pay Exum eventually. So they're just like, you know, we just can't afford him. We're going to let him go. We're going to take some picks. The Thunder aren't going to have this chance again and they're not going to let him go. And if they have to pay him $15 million, that contract will not look as ridiculous here in the next few years.
Yeah, I think that you're right on that. I think that I'm, you know, I just am an Adams guy and I'm enjoy him. And so how do you, you don't have fit for two guys that are going to be making, because Adams will demand a pretty good amount of money too.
He'll demand 10 probably.
But let me go back to, I want to go back to just a few things about both Ennis and then also Deion Waiters. And this is just a reminder, and I don't want to go too far down this, but one of the things that people underestimate is the developmental, just the developmental process that the Thunder have. Name me one player that has regressed playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? Like you struggle to do that. I'd say Reggie maybe did a little bit this year, but that was probably a lot more on the mental level than the physical level. But you look at a guy like Ennis, and you know, he's had turnover at coaching. He's had kind of average to poor coaching anyway in that. And we have developed big men culturally in an incredible way. Hashim Thabeet became a normal basketball player for the Oklahoma City Thunder for a season. And so to see just a continuity with Ennis here, and this is where it goes back to Deion Waiters. I mean, didn't you tell me in the Ryan Woods podcast, three coaches in 3 years playing for the Cavs?
It was like complete instability.
Like everything could change for him this offseason if he gets in here and does the work with the guys that he can.
Yeah, these guys need a training camp. Like we just, like getting traded in the middle of the year and then fitting in and understanding the system, it's not an easy thing to do.
And that's just a side point, just to acknowledge the fact that Ennis is just now tapping into the potential of what he could be.
Yeah,
that's all I'm trying to say.
He had he's had a couple of bad games, and he's going to have more bad games going forward. The thing is that we're going to have Kevin Durant here in the next few games, and him having a bad game isn't going to matter quite as much.
The Deion Waiters thing, too, I just want to tell everyone, he's playing within more order of the team now with the Thunder, just being here this short time he has been, than he has ever played in his NBA career before.
And he's been really good the last two games. Like I thought he was really underrated good last night against the Bulls, and then I thought he played really well in the game against won the game for the Sixers.
He's awesome. First double-double of his career.
But why would he stay? So the Thunder are going to match him, but I think there's another answer to that. I think he enjoys it here. Like he enjoys being a part of a team that has a culture of success. He enjoys being part of a team that values him, and I think that's a big deal to him.
Yeah, and playing for a championship is a big deal too, and I think they're going to pay him. So
yeah,
he's going to have it all.
Next TQ from at Jamie Donweet.
OG did it up.
He asks, more terrifying, Russ in a mask or KD's prolonged absence?
I don't think either of that scary. Russell Westbrook doesn't look like scary. He just looks like a Ninja Turtle.
He does look like a Ninja Turtle.
I was more nervous about KD's absence before the screw surgery. Does that make sense? Because when he was hobbling around against Memphis,
you don't know.
You're like, oh God, is he Yao Ming, right? Like, that's my initial thought. Is like, is this some sort of long term issue he's going to have? But then when they explained
Chinese, there was,
you know, when they explained it, like there's a head on the screw that has been rubbing against another bone, then all of a sudden it just makes me feel a lot better. So neither one of these is scary. I'm with you.
There was a thing that compared Russ's without the mask, his stats versus him with the mask.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. He's scoring 20 more points per game with the mask on. He's making 3 more assists per game with the mask on, and he's rebounding like 2 more a game with the mask on. So I think he's a little bit more terrifying with the mask.
You can tell he hates it though.
He doesn't look quite as mean with it on.
He's adjusting. No, I think it's the headband. Like when he's wearing the headband, it makes his head, like it makes him look like a smaller person.
He just looks 100% more like a Ninja Turtle.
He does. He really does.
Next question from at Wolftooth. He asks, if you could combine two bad teams to make one good team, who would it be?
Mine is the Wolf Kings.
And Timber Kings.
Oh, the Timber Kings.
The Timber Kings.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that who you did?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good.
Because this is my starting lineup. DeMarcus Cousins, Kevin Garnett, Andrew Wiggins, Ben McLemore, and Ricky Rubio.
That's pretty nice.
I like that.
Yeah, that would be so fun to watch. That'd be so fun to watch.
Also, the Timber Jazz would be pretty good, too.
Timber Jazz.
Same thing. Like, you have Gobert, and then you have Favors at the four, and Wiggins, and I guess Alec Burks, and then... Or Kevin Martin. And
am I the only one that likes to pronounce Gobert's name as Gobert?
No, but that's because you're not French. No.
It just makes me happy every time I think about the fact that Gobert? I just want to say Gobert.
It sounds like Gogurt.
Ruby Gobert.
It does.
Rudy Gogurt.
Mine for this combined two bad teams is the Lake Ticks.
The
Celtic Lakers.
Ooh, that would be so controversial.
Except for there's not a player on the Lakers that I would start.
Marcus Smart.
Besides Nick Young.
Swaggy P.
No, I wouldn't start.
Dude, Carlos Boobies?
Carlos Boobs?
I don't even know who's in the starting lineup for the Celtics. And I know I wouldn't start a Laker.
Well, I just wanted because I there's just you two like teams.
The Turner? Come on, guys.
Whoa.
Think about how many classic jerseys they'd have hanging up.
They have so many championship banners.
Yeah.
So many banners.
That's why I did it.
Not because it's actually a great team.
No. Could you? Anybody got a team with the Magic you'd put together?
I almost did.
I don't know.
I almost did, but then I had to go with Timberwolves because I think the Timberwolves young guys are more exciting than
superstar
the Magic.
There's superstars on both the Wolves and the Kings. There's not one on the Mavericks.
Yeah. The thing that really closed this deal for me was DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Garnett playing together on the same team would be the greatest thing ever. Like intimidation factor through the roof at that
point. Except for they would fight every single game.
Oh, man. But then they'd kiss and love.
What? Man, how good is Wiggins, by the way? Let's just a quick...
Dude, he's real good.
I mean, he is so good.
He's really good.
On a scale of good to bad, he's good.
He's good.
He's okay. Next question from at Winskill 1969.
I think it could be
Winskill 1969. That doesn't matter. He asks best Kendrick Perkins memory.
I just miss him kind of hiking the ball after the tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my things.
Man, just kind of miss that.
Yeah.
He's been doing that his entire career, and I love it.
And when he sat on Mike Miller for a good, like, 3 or 4 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. That was a great moment. Good. Do you remember when he fouled, I think it was Dwayne Wade, and then kicked him? Or he dunked and then put his leg all over Dwayne Wade or something like that? And then also when Joakim Noah walked in the locker room and Perk said, they just let anyone in the locker room now? And Joakim Noah was like, come on, man. And he's like, no, seriously, they just let anyone in the locker room? And then told him to get his A up out of here. You guys not remember that?
He's just trying
to
talk to Tabo.
Mine was when he tried to fight Z-Bo by the buses.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was like, they like got into it and they're like about to both get kicked out. He was like, meet me by the buses. And then they went.
See,
and
I thought
had
that was Z-Bo that said that to Perkins. But what I do remember about that game is that the next time they played the Grizzlies, and I think it was the playoffs, both Perkins and Z-Bo went up to the ref. Did you see this video?
Yeah,
and both talked to the ref about, hey, man, we're going to fight down here. And so just try to be a little lenient on your call. And both of them were that was really cool. Maybe my favorite memory, and it's maybe because it's just the freshest. What he said in that huddle against the Kings, and this team was in that 3-12 funk, and you know, just nobody was playing for them. And he just said in the huddle, just remember, they're still the effing Kings.
That's great.
I thought that was fantastic.
Next,
Perkins.
God, we miss you, man. Hope everything's going good.
No one really talked about like a good play that Perkins had on our team. Like all of our best memories.
I would say that him dunking the basketball, then putting his leg on someone. Is a play technically?
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. That's a great one.
Technically,
yeah. Remember that baby hook that clanged?
You remember Tommy didn't catch that pass?
Guys, whoa! We're dipping into some negative emotions. We're gonna move on to the next TQ. It's from at Dr. Gorilla Farts. What player in the NBA would be the best/worst roommate?
I think for me, the best one would be Elfrid Payton as the best roommate.
Because
he's just so cool.
He's really cool.
Like, I just want to hang with him.
That guy's hair is, I don't understand it so much that I just assume it's really cool.
I
want to
go places with
it. Like, if I don't know about it, it's cool.
I want to go places with Elfrid Payton. The worst one for me is Tony Snell.
Because
he is terrifying. Like, if he was in my house, like, I'd be so scared all the time.
If you look at his face.
Like, you turn the lights out, and, like, I couldn't be in the house if you turn the lights out with Tony Snell. Like, it freaks me out. He scares me just watching my TV. Like, if he's there in person, like, I'm not. Like, I'm out.
He's actually got less scary looking than what he looked like in college.
You mean because of his hair?
Yeah.
I don't know. He scares me, man.
You know who'd be... So I have two for my best. CJ McCollum.
Okay.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He does.
And then Giannis, the Greek freak, man. That guy took a smoothie and said America was the great country.
But how so exciting.
Everything's so new.
Is this a lamp? What is a lamp? I've never seen a lamp.
Okay, but if you lived with him, you'd be like, dude, come
is
on.
He from the movie
like
Coming to America?
That's a lamp.
No, you'd think it was hilarious. Andrew would think it was hilarious.
Okay. Yeah.
In middle school, we had a new Chinese student.
Oh yeah, man.
And he sat, and his name is Chin, and he sat next to Andrew, and his first American he ever talked to sat next to Andrew in like journalism.
Yes.
And Andrew thought it was hilarious to teach him words.
I did.
And so he taught this guy how to say red hot mama.
Yeah. And he was just red hot mama all over the place.
And he would say red hot mama for the until we graduated high school.
You just come up to me and like, go, see me and be like, hey, Andrew, red hot mama.
It was hilarious. It was so funny.
I'll try to think of something that wouldn't technically get him in trouble, but it would just sound really funny.
I don't know how you settled on red hot mama, but man, it was perfect.
I'm trying to think. So I was trying to think of some worse ones. And one of the ways that I base terrible roommates would be trashy, like dirty.
Yeah.
And smelly.
Mm-hmm. I think my good roommate's Marc Gasol.
Yeah.
He'd be great. And nice plus, guy. Bunk bed, he'd take the bottom bunk, but that's the worst thing he'd do.
You know? Like, you have to live in the same room?
I would imagine we're college roommates.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'd live on the streets.
Before Marc Gasol?
Before Tony Snell was in my room.
Who's your worst, Luke?
My worst is... I don't know. I might say LeBron.
Why? You just...
Why?
Because...
Too many phone calls?
I think he'd think he's better than me.
He would.
Ooh, he definitely would.
Probably all these guys would.
Not Tony Snell. He'd just be staring at you while you're sleeping.
Let's just stop.
Carlos Boozer would probably be my least favorite.
God, I would live with Carlos Boozer in a second. Because I would have so many nicknames for them. Like, what's up, boobs?
Hey, do you know how much hair dye that he would have left all over your house? That dude...
Yeah, that's a one-time thing. Give him a break.
His beard. Yeah. Give him a break. Beard. He dyes his beard.
Oh, he does dye his beard. I thought you were talking about whenever he, like, sharpened his head.
See, that I would just... Maybe we could share beard dye. Because I could...
You could rock a beard. Charcoal black beard.
I could do it.
My worst is Chris Paul, because he just get mad at me all the time for not cleaning up my mess. He wants the best for me, but shows it in such a tough love way that it would probably hurt my feelings a little.
Do you think that he'd like... How he'd like flops?
That's good.
Like he'd like slip on your laundry the same way? Like, oh!
And then he'd be like, what the F, man? Why is your laundry all over the place?
It almost kills me.
You almost kill me. I want the best for you.
You know who would be a better roommate?
Who?
His State Farm alter ego.
Oh, Cliff Paul?
Always a sister.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
He would. That's a roommate you want.
He'd be a good wingman out at the bars. That's what they need to.
My best roommate is Monte Ellis. Yeah. I would love talking to him because of how he talks. He just, the way he says things, I would really like that. His bad days are behind him, so he'd be pretty grown up and mature roomie, I think, but still have some crazy, sketchy, funny stories from his past.
And you guys would ride mopeds everywhere.
Does he ride a moped?
He crashed a moped and got hurt and almost got his contract voided.
Oh my gosh, you know that's awesome.
You know what I'm really bummed about? That I never really got a motorcycle with a sidecar. I'm too old now to have one.
I saw one the other day at Lake Hefner. It was cool.
It is cool. Now I'm too old, man. I should have got one when I was
I was old. Super old.
Well, I know I have to wait till I'm super old.
That's
now.
Right. It's not over.
It's over. It's over.
Come on.
It's over. I'm going to have grandkids by the time I'm old enough to have one, and then I'm getting one.
That's what I'm talking about. That's not
all right. Next, TQ from M. Catterick. He asks, when Waiters goes to a step... I've read this before, and it doesn't actually make sense the way I read it. Okay. So, see, I'm just going to try. When Waiters goes to his step back, I get May...
Mad.
Okay. That is my... Okay. When Waiters goes to his step back, I get mad, as it's such a bad shot. What other Thunder players move gives you the same feeling? I sat last night reading that for 10 minutes.
It was a typo. Mine is whenever Russ takes an early shot clock three.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, but sometimes he makes it and I get
You're
excited
so about it.
But then most times I'm pretty upset.
What about Robertson threes?
I just think it's great.
Yeah, I'm more hopeful. I'm more hopeful feeling when Robertson takes a three than mad about it, because he never takes a three that he shouldn't take.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, all his shots are like, well,
it's always a shot that
he's wide open by 12 feet. Yes, so yes, he should be taking that
just
shot.
Just like fingers crossed, just please.
Yes, I wanted to take it because he needs to eventually start making those shots if he's going to stay in the rotation.
Yeah.
And if you, I mean, you have to take him to make them.
That's true. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Mine, it's funny is how much I love Russ and the fact that probably mine is Russ too.
I don't know if it's
the early shot clock. His are just when he just, that tunnel vision thing. Like, I don't know if it's a shot, but he just doesn't look for anybody else, and he'll dribble too much and he pushes too much, and that's where it gives me just, like last night.
It was the last 2 minutes was killer.
And he did it against Portland too, and he did it against Phoenix as well. And anyway. But then he did it against Philadelphia, and it's the reason they won. Right? Like, in the end, it was the reason they won.
Right. Yeah.
Finally, exactly. He tried to pass the ball and tried to pass the ball, and nobody could finish, and then finally just shot it. And so.
Well, his starters against Philadelphia were awful garbage. Serge only had, what, 3 points?
Yeah.
Singler had 0.
He was really bad.
Robertson had 0. Cantor didn't have a good game.
Cantor was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. The player move I can't get over, and I've talked about this before, but just how ridiculous McGarry looks when he gets excited and sticks his face out like that and looks like a turtle. I just can't stay. It makes me so mad.
It's when he's flexing.
Yeah, when he's flexing. Who flexes like that? And why is your neck doing that? And why is your head that far away from your torso? It just weirds me out. It makes me mad.
Yeah, man.
That's the weirdest one. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I don't know if I have a thunder move that makes me mad, because Kendrick Perkins isn't taking long twos anymore. Is it just
long twos?
Oh, man. Really just long twos. I do like complaining about long twos. So maybe it's long twos. Next TQ from at Bobby Wheat. He asks, is this the deepest Thunder team we've ever had?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we have this conversation every year.
It's
true. Hey, so there was a point last year around Christmas where we said, this is the best bench Thunder ever had. And it was when Lamb was playing well, and Perry Jones was playing well.
And Reggie was hot.
And then it all turned into garbage.
Yeah. Hot, hot garbage. Next question.
Next question. This is not labeled with from a Twitter user. I apologize.
This is an iTunes review.
They
gave us 5 stars, and then they asked this question.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Could you share which
this
Twitter...
is from Jeremy Lamb's facial hair.
That's his name?
That's the iTunes review.
Jeremy
name.
Lamb's facial hair.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy Lamb's facial hair. This is your question. Thank you for rating
us. Hey, man.
That's Jeremy Lamb's facial
that's
hair.
That's what it is.
Hey, man.
Okay. Could you share which Thunder player reminds you of a different character from Harry Potter and why?
I mean, I can't even think about this.
I don't have a clue.
I think Russell Westbrook reminds me of Thalumpius Bumbles.
Okay, I've got this. Seriously. Harry Potter is just rude. Harry Potter's clearly Kevin Durant.
Duh.
Harry Potter's always doing cool stuff. He's always doing stuff that people are like, wow, this guy's great. Kevin Durant. Ron Weasley, Dion Waiters.
Really?
He's a little clumsy. He broke his wand in the second book, and he was making himself vomit out slugs.
Who's Dobby?
I was trying to find Dobby.
And he's pretty lovable. That's Dion, in my opinion. Hermione, Russell Westbrook.
For sure. Second best character.
Fearless, very smart, fiery.
Yeah.
That's Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Who is Dobby?
Snape is Bill Simmons.
Ooh, like okay.
Guys, Snape hates all these guys.
But deep down,
he's
been protecting him and loves him all the time.
Deep down, he wants them to win a championship.
Oh, that's good.
Deep down,
he will kill Dumbledore to save humanity. Wizardry.
God, dude, spoiler. I don't know if I've seen it or read it.
I'm really mad that
you're kidding me.
You haven't seen or read it by now.
I know. It's like four years past the last
movie. Weasley twins. The Weasley twins, Steve and Mitch McGarry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Malfoy's Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Didn't make a Dobby?
Malfoy's Reggie Jackson.
Okay, but listen, I got Coulson as Professor McGonagall. Been there since day one.
Yeah, man.
Tough on them when they're immature, but really is just helping them grow up.
That's a good
DJ Augustine Russ could be grow up. Dobby.
No way, man. Dobby is
Enos Kanter.
Scott Brooks is Dobby.
No way, man.
Enos Kanter's Dobby. because he came in right in the last movie, and now he's just kind of, he's really helping him out in a pickle.
In a pickle.
Hey, that was, Dobby got him out of that cage?
A lot of thought on that one, Andrew. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. I've never read or seen Harry Potter.
Let's move on.
Harry Potter dies and then he comes back.
Stop it.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
Let's move on to top five power rankings.
Top five power rankings. Beow, 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 beow. Top five power rankings. Beow, 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 beow. Top five power rankings. Down to Dunk Podcast. Top five power rankings. Now.
These are Mark Stein's top five power rankings for this week. The Warriors 1, Atlanta 2, 3, Grizz 4, Houston 5, Cavs 6, Clips and 7, Blazers. Any differences you see in there?
That was 7.
That was 7.
I know. Sorry. Those are his top 7. I give
top
you
7 power.
I give
ranking.
You 7 so that therefore you can create.
Right, we
five.
Have some room.
Okay, I tend to agree, honestly. I don't know who I'd put it.
Hey man,
who I'd sub in. I don't know who I'd sub in.
No. As the Houston hater on this team, I have been blown away impressed by this.
Dude, they've been good. Squad. I hate them.
It makes me so
mad. I hate
mad.
That team.
I know, but they are playing really well without Dwight Howard, which I'm not sure. I think that's a little bit overplayed probably. Like when he comes,
still a good team.
Yeah.
Without him.
Out of spite for how much for the Houston Rockets, I actually put Cleveland at number 3. Because they're 7-3 in their last 10 and they should have won that game against Houston.
You mean at 4?
That makes me so mad. Huh?
You mean at 4?
No, I'm putting them in at 3.
Really?
Memphis at 4. Memphis are 6-4 in their last 10, and one of those wins was a Marc Gasol like buzzer beater.
Yeah, yeah. Zebo's been hurt, and they got sick. I think him and Calathis or something got sick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tony Young got suspended for a game
for getting in a fight with not Calathis, the other.
Yeah.
Was it Calathis?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Greeks.
I think that's the 5. I mean, that's the 5. It just kind of the variation of it where it is the difference. Warriors still the best. Atlanta, I don't think Atlanta's as good as they were.
They're on a 5-game win streak now.
They're still pretty good, man.
They're still pretty good.
They're good. They're the only team that's clinched a playoff spot.
Oh wow!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then 5 is OKC, right?
The East sucks.
5 is OKC. No, I'm not there.
No way, man.
They got to win these.
They're
games.
Gone.
They're gone
because of Etwan freaking Moore. Yes, they're
all
gone.
Right.
There's a lot of vitriol in that because of Etwan freaking Moore. Gone. Okay, we got a game.
Yeah, I have a game.
Lay it on us.
It's game time.
This game is called Weird Cool Facts. And in this game, I'm going to give you weird, cool facts, and then I'm going to give you 4 players to choose from, and you're going to tell me which player matches that fact.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Jay, are you listening?
Jay's not playing.
He's not playing.
This is a one-on-one competition.
Oh, you're going down.
All right, whatever.
This player had his championship ring, his single championship ring, made to fit his middle finger. Not his ring finger.
Okay.
Is it Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, or Chauncey Billups?
Rasheed.
Ben Wallace.
It was Rasheed Wallace.
Boom.
I thought it was Rasheed. I just thought it.
Isn't that one like the most Rasheed Wallace?
It is. That's why I was thought it was like a counterintuitive.
No, I'm not.
You thought you were being
really
duped.
I did think I was being duped.
I thought you were not duped.
I
won't dupe you. I'm a pretty obvious guy.
All right.
Before playing professionally, this player played for the Harlem Globetrotters. Was it Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson, Willis Reed, or Wilt Chamberlain?
Oscar Robertson.
Wilt Chamberlain.
It was Wilt Chamberlain. I had to throw in Oscar Robertson because you're definitely thinking he played there. This player has Merlin tattooed on his chest. Is it
on
Mike's
chest?
On
his testicle? Sick.
On his chest. On his chest. Is it Mike Scott, Tim Duncan, Damon Stoudemire, or Roy Hibbert?
Tim Duncan.
Mike Scott.
Roy Hibbert.
It's Tim Duncan.
I knew he had a wizard on his chest.
Yeah.
He loves Dungeons and Dragons.
I forgot about
that. He loves Dungeons and Dragons.
That's true.
Mike Scott has emojis tattooed on his arm.
Yeah.
Like all the smiley face emojis.
I like that.
This player has killed a lion with a spear. Manute Bol, Serge Ibaka, Dikembe Mutombo, or Nick Young?
Manute Bol.
I'm going to go Mutombo.
It's Manute Bol. Did you know that before?
Did you see his son? Yes,
he looks exactly
15 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like him,
does he?
Yeah. Which player scored 16 points in the last 94 seconds of a game and still lost? Tracy McGrady, Reggie Miller, Isaiah Thomas, or Kobe Bryant? So lost that game.
Reggie Miller.
Isaiah Thomas.
Kobe Bryant.
Isaiah Thomas. Can you tell me which date and year?
Which Isaiah Thomas, though?
Pistons Isaiah Thomas.
Okay.
This player's middle initial means nothing. It is just a letter. This is real. Mark S. Price, Charles E. Barkley, Tim B. Duncan, or Sean T. Kemp?
Sean T. Kemp.
Charles Barkley.
Duncan.
It's Sean T. Kemp.
I got two.
You're on a roll, man.
Hey, yo.
How many do you have, Luke?
Two.
Oh, we all got
this
two.
Is it. This is the last question.
You know that if some people that don't have middle names, they just put an X on stuff?
Really?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, why should, what should middle name start with X? And I don't have one.
That is so dumb.
I swear.
Just leave it blank. It
what weird. Family would not give a middle name to a kid?
People that love X's.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people. Not a lot. All right, moving on. This player has a Chinese tattoo that is supposed to be his initials, but when translated to English, actually means healthy woman roof. Wilson Chandler, Marquise Daniels, Nate Robinson, or Birdman?
Marquise Daniels.
Birdman.
I'm going to say Nate Robinson because I want it.
All three different.
It is Marquise Daniels.
Did you know that? With the win.
I'd heard that story before, but I couldn't remember for
Isn't
sure
if it was
Marquise Daniels. That's awesome.
Healthy woman roof.
That's awesome.
What is that even? What is that?
Hey, guess what time it is?
Say what time? Right?
Say what's out of the week.
Okay.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
What?
I can't read lips, Jay.
Say what?
Stat of the week.
You're right. Who wants to go? Luke.
I thought you were going to be like, 7:15.
7:12.
Who's got one?
My stat, I used it earlier. It was the Russell with the mask versus without the mask.
Really?
And I think right now he's... lead in points. He has the most points.
He is.
He's the points guy.
Averaging the most points in the league.
Mine is opponents are shooting 38% at the rim against Rudy Gobert.
Gosh, jeez. That's crazy.
38% at the rim.
Which one of his nicknames do you like?
Gobert.
Gobert.
Gogurt.
Have you heard the French rejection is one I heard?
Stifle Tower. I can't get into it.
I just feel like Rudy Gobert is a great name by itself.
It Gobert. Really is. Rudy! Mine is Hassan Whiteside finished a game the other day with 18 points, 25 rebounds, and 4 blocks.
Yeah, man.
And his salary ranks 446th among all players. There's 450 That's players in the NBA.
Wild.
Not for long.
Not for long. Wow. Definitely not for long.
He has the same contract next
year.
Season.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He's going to get paid ridiculous amounts of money.
If he can stay healthy, that dude's going to get so much money.
Dude, unless he goes all Larry Sanders on us.
Larry Sanders was never this good. Larry Sanders was not Hassan Whiteside.
Larry Sanders makes me sad. Let's move on.
He was good. Really good.
He makes me sad.
I've got two say what stats of the week. The first one, now this may have changed, but this is from...
Tom Haberstroh?
No, this is from ESPN. Tom Haberstroh? This is from ESPN Stats and Info, and it says DeAndre Jordan has taken 389 shots and has only made one outside of the paint.
What?
I believe that.
He's 0-3 from the three-point line for some reason. I'm assuming those are last-second shots, yeah. And then he was 1-for-1 from the right baseline. And then the other one, just to give a shout out to this guy. So the first game back, Anthony Davis against the Pistons, his stat line was ridiculous. He had 13 rebounds, 8 blocks, and 39 points, shooting 17-30 against the Pistons.
And it wasn't even the best stat line of the night.
For them?
No, Russ's was crazy.
For that.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's still a ridiculous stat.
That's ridiculous. Also had a SportsCenter highlight block on Reggie Jackson trying to dunk on him.
It was great.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
Sweet redemption.
And on ESPN, they were like,
sweet redemption.
They're like, what does this guy think he's trying to do? Who tries to dunk on Anthony Davis?
Reggie Jackson
gets blocked with two hands at the rim.
Great.
That's
great.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, what has you miffed and peeved?
Miffed and peeved.
Dude, I'll tell you what happened. Yesterday, I was at work, and my shirt was sticking to my stomach, and I was like, oh, I'm sweating or something real bad. But I wasn't sweating. I pulled my shirt up, and there was Silly Putty stuck to the underside of my shirt.
I thought you were going to say, I was looking down, and I was bleeding profusely.
Just got out of the hospital. No, there was Silly Putty stuck to my shirt. I was like, what's going on here? It's like, I'm such a dad.
God, that's
the dad. Like the most dad thing that's ever happened to me, and I was so miffed about it.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, something's scratching my back, and it'll be like the whole day, and I'll reach back, and it'll like, it's a dryer sheet.
Yeah, dryer sheets are all over the place.
Yeah.
Anyways, had Silly Putty all up in my shirt.
I'm miffed about this new guy who works at Subway. He's like 16. It's got to be his first job by my house, and he's so freaking rude. I go in there, and he's terrible at his job, and I walk in, he's like, what do you want? And I tell him, and then I'll have to tell him, no, I said this. No, I said this. No, I said this. He's just bad at his job, and it makes me miss him.
He's just getting some life experiences.
Yeah, man.
I know, but I know it's like, okay, your mom is just making you get a job. You obviously don't want to do this.
Mine is also food related.
Okay.
Cool Greens mom at work. The old manager, we had a repertoire because I was in there so much. She hasn't been there lately, and they replaced her with this dude. That sucks.
And you don't have a repertoire with
we him. Have no repertoire.
Is repertoire the right word?
Yeah, you have repertoire with people.
Is there a rapport?
Oh, man. It might be rapport.
It's rapport.
Dang.
Well, tell me what repertoire is then.
Repertoire is like a collection of things you
wait,
have.
Wait, repertoire? Right.
Man, like a collection. Repertoire. Dang it. Well, now that's what I'm
what kind
to
of collection
about.
Did you have with this lady?
Dang it, that's what I'm meant to
we had a
about now.
Large collection of these China dolls.
This guy's not very good. He's probably good at his job, but we just don't have any rapport. Damn it. Okay, now I'm miffed off at myself, man.
Mine, I just real quick... Thunder fans, and maybe it's just basketball fans in general, are the most overreactionary people in the universe.
Yeah, man.
And so anything happens like last night, and all of a sudden Scott Brooks is again the worst coach in the league, even though he just won the February coach of the month. All of a sudden Russell Westbrook isn't as good as we thought he was. And it's just it's this constant thing where every other game we change, and it just drives me crazy.
Dude, it's just the internet, man. It's so easy to be critical. Luke just got exposed to the sun. It looks like he hasn't seen it in years.
What just happened?
Anyways, yep, it's easy to be critical of people on the internet. Are the worst.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast. You can find us at dailythunder.com and downtodunk.com. Follow us on Twitter at DTDPodcast and ask us Twitter questions every Wednesday. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star iTunes review, and your review will be read on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.